Good evening, anglers.
Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 11th of May. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Tackle in Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now, the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose the gear. More importantly, they will show you how to use it. How good's that? Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out some river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council and Genesis Energy. We talk to Neil Hertzel about the fishing conditions on the Nongataha River and the Waitati Stream in Rotorua. Our freshwater reporters check in, and as always, we'll finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. Some fly fishing news: the moon phases. The next new moon is on the 15th of this month. A new moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 0 degrees. At this time, the moon does not appear to be illuminated. What does that mean? Well, a couple of days either side of the new moon will offer the best fishing for freshwater anglers. That's the 15th of this month. Start planning your trip away now. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite. Full moon, fisherman's folly. The next meeting of the Auckland Freshwater Anglers Club is on Monday night. It's the 13th. They meet at the Panmure Yacht and Bounty Club, Kings Road, Panmure, at 7:30 p.m. It is free to attend and all are welcome. Have a look at their website, afac.org.nz, aucklandfreshwateranglersclub.org.nz. As we mentioned last week, the 2018 game bird season has started. Anglers are advised to be careful. Now remember, the season for shooters is very short and their costs are very high. Give the shooters a fair go. Let them have a crack. If you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, just contact the Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show by emailing me, Colin, on col.pamatextra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Okay, let's look at some weather. Met Service weather. The Auckland Marine Forecast, the situation. A front spreads across central and northern New Zealand today. Meanwhile, a deepening area of low pressure over the Tasman pushes a more significant front onto the North Island during Saturday and becomes slow-moving on Sunday. The front moves east of the country late Monday into Tuesday. Now, the forecast for Manukau and Waitemata harbours, Saturday. Northerly 20 knots easing to northeast, 15 knots for a time in the morning. Moderate sea easing for a time in the morning. Poor visibility and periods of rain with heavy falls possible from afternoon. Forecast for Sunday, northerly 15 knots rising to 20 knots for a time, but 25 knots about the Hauraki Gulf, periods of rain with heavy falls possible. The forecast for Monday, Manukau and Waitemata harbours, easing to northerly 15 knots everywhere in the morning, rain gradually clearing. I think we need to be careful out on the harbours on the weekend. Met Service Waikato, Saturday, rain, heavy at times from late afternoon, northerlies strengthening. Sunday in the Waikato, rain with heavy falls possible, northeasterlies easing. Forecast for Rotorua, Saturday. Periods of rain, heavy at times from afternoon, northerly strengthening. Sunday in Rotorua, rain with heavy falls possible, strong northerlies. Forecast for Taupo, good evening anglers down there. Saturday, periods of rain with heavy falls from afternoon, light winds. Taupo on Sunday, rain with heavy falls possible, strong northerlies. Up and over the hill into Taumarunui, your forecast for Saturday. cloudy with showers, turning to rain in the late afternoon, easterlies. Sunday in Taumarunui, periods of rain with heavy falls possible, northeasterlies easing. Now for our South Island listeners, particularly the Canterbury Plains region, Saturday, overcast with showers and southerly winds. Showers becoming confined to the foothills early afternoon as winds change northeast but remaining cloudy. Canterbury Plains on Sunday, rain spreading south from mid-morning, then easing to showers north of Banks Peninsula in the evening. Low cloud developing about the coast in the evening as northeasterlies tend lighter easterly. Okay, thanks to Met Service for those reports. We do appreciate that. Now let's look at some river levels. The Punu River is 23 kilometres south of Tauamotu. It's currently at 8.3 metres. It's flowing at 8 cubic metres per second. That's well down on last week's flow. The next river over, the Mangatutu, is at 1.1 of a metre and it's flowing at 2.1 cubic metres per second. Very good condition. The Ohinamuri River, measured at Karangahaki between Pairoa and Waihee, is currently at 12 metres and falling. It's flowing at 7.7 cubic metres per second. That is well down on last week. The Tauranga Taupo River at the southern end of Lake Taupo is at 0.2 of a metre, also well down on last week. The Waipa River, measured at Otiwa, is at 75.9 metres, falling. It's flowing at 7 cubic metres per second. It's in good nick. The Whakapapa River is at 3.3 cubic metres per second, in good condition. The Whanganui River, measured at Piriaka, is at 14 cubic metres per second. That's down from a high of 26 cumics a couple of days ago. And the Tongariro at Turangi is at 23 cubic metres per second, down from a high of 27.1 this week. Now, as we heard in the forecast, rain is coming all over the place this weekend. These rivers will rise quickly. Be very careful when wading. Now, thanks to Waikato Regional Council and Genesis Energy for that information. Excellent websites, real-time monitoring. Thank you. Okay, now we're going to have a very quick break and then the first of our fishing reports.
Been beat up and battered around. Been sent up and I've been shot down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Reputation's changeable.
listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Don't you worry about that. Now, the good thing about Rod and Reel Tackle is that the staff there will help you choose that gear and then show you how to use it. How good's that? Okay. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Neil Herzl is a very experienced fly fisherman. He has represented New Zealand in many overseas competitions. When he is in New Zealand, he operates a guiding business called Trout Scout. Yes, he is a fishing guide. And Neil is live on here with us now. Good evening, Neil.
Good evening, Colin.
How are you, Bob?
Excellent.
Excellent. Now,
yes.
The Trout Scout, you take people from overseas and New Zealanders fly fishing.
Correct.
Wednesday and Thursday of this week, I believe you had an American chap down in Rotorua region.
Correct, yes.
Okay, where did you fish in Rotorua?
We fished the Waititi and the Ngongataha.
Okay, now, Rotorua's been in the news, as you know, the last 10, 15 days with that big flood that went through a couple of weekends ago.
Yes.
What condition was the Waititi in?
The Waititi was didn't clear at normal levels.
Okay.
But there's a lot of banks that have been scoured out. Some pools filled in and some pools, deep pools created.
Yes.
You can definitely see where the flood's been. And it's, it flooded down below. There's a lot of sand around and a lot of mud net on the banks and stuff like that.
Okay. Now, where did you access? Are you talking above the state highway?
I'm talking above the state highway bridge, yes, correct, yes.
Okay, did you go down, is it Hampson Drive, Hampson Road?
No, I went on a private farm.
Was that up Delbeth Road somewhere?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You didn't go down Hampson Drive to that little footbridge?
No, I didn't, but I believe the water was above the over the bridge.
Bert was telling us that last week. Yeah, it was actually up over the bridge onto the farmland.
Correct, yes. Yes.
Goodness me, that's a huge amount of water.
Oh, there's a huge amount of water, yes.
Apparently there were trout in the paddocks.
I wouldn't be surprised
at all. You know, they got stranded.
Yes.
Brown trout and your lawn.
Yes.
Okay, but you could see damage to the riverbanks where the vegetation's been flattened by the water and stuff?
Yeah, yes. You can see where the current has hit the banks and turned around and scoured them out and everything. And it'll take a while for it to return to normal.
Correct. But the water was reasonably low and clear, you said?
Oh, it was normal, clear. Claire, you can see everything, yes.
Okay, but the fish can equally see you.
Correct, yes.
Now, how did the fishing go?
On the Waititi, there wasn't a lot of fish around.
You couldn't see many?
Oh, we could see them, and they could see us, and not as many as I would have expected.
Do you think some of them just get washed back down to the lake?
That possibly occurred, yes, correct, yes.
But they will come back.
They'll come back. Correct, yes.
Yeah, talking to Bert last week, he worked in the trap for years, fish and game and at the hatchery, and he said it can take, when you get a significant flood like this, the effects are felt in 2 to 3 years.
Yes.
With the breeding cycle and the little ones get washed away. And,
yeah, correct, yes.
So he reckons in about 3 years, in about April, May, there won't be a lot of fish returning.
Possible.
You know, so it's just a natural thing, eh?
Correct, yes.
Okay, now, Waititi, low and clear. What sort of approach did you use when fishing? Are you nymphing your way upstream or what?
We're dry fly dropper walking upstream.
Okay, yes.
And the water's so clear you can spot fish. But you can see them standing above the river bank,
yes.
And you just have to climb into the river and walk up the river and approach them that way. You can't do it from above because they're gone.
Okay. So you've got to remember where the fish are, line up with that tree or something, and then cast to them when you're in the river.
Correct, yeah.
But
yeah.
Just a stealthy approach.
Yeah, you can see them. The water's so clear.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
Mm, yeah.
But you said there weren't a lot of fish there.
No, there wasn't a lot.
Okay, so you maybe get one shot at a fish.
Yeah, you get a couple of shots and stuff like that, and then they're gone.
Yeah.
If they don't like what you're giving them.
Okay, well, what flies did you use?
Oh, just using a very, very light pheasant tail, hair and copper type patterns, you know.
Mm. Under a dry fly.
Mm.
So,
yes.
And from the dry to your nymph, what, 50, 60 centimetres?
Oh, yeah, or longer, depending on where we are.
Longer, yep. If there's a big
could,
deep
could
pool.
Could be even a metre.
Like mm. In a deeper pool, so.
Yes, correct, yes.
I get you, yep. Okay. Was your client an experienced angler?
Not. I wouldn't say so, no. He may have been okay fishing his waters in the US, but not New Zealand. There's, we're a different kettle of fish here.
Well, yes, it's maybe a bit more rugged.
Yes, and of course our fish are wild.
Correct.
Yes.
They're a bit more skittery sometimes.
Yeah, a bit stronger, a bit bigger on
yes.
average.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
Aren't we lucky, Neil?
We're extremely lucky.
Yeah.
Yep.
These
yep.
people travel the world to come here, and we've got it just in our backyard.
Correct, yes.
That's good. Now, many anglers around?
On the Nongadaha, yes, there's people up Paradise Valley Road.
Oh, yes, I know where that is.
Yes.
But pretty quiet on the Waitati.
Oh, no, nobody. Never didn't see anybody else, no.
Okay, no. That's good. Now, did you fish that in the morning?
I fished the Waitati in the morning and then went to the Nongataha later in the day.
Okay, let's talk about Nongataha. Where did you go? Were you up Paradise Valley Road?
We went to the Paradise Valley Road access points, yes, yes.
Okay, did you go downstream to the fish trap?
No, I didn't go that far, no.
So you went and you went in the...
In the middle part.
Between the fish trap and the lodge?
Correct, yes.
Okay, I know where you are. Now, tell me about what's happened to the Nongata. A huge amount of water went through there.
Oh, a huge amount of water. You can definitely see where the flood's been. The fences have got debris over them. There's a lot of mud, sand on the banks.
Yes.
Some of it, quite a lot of it. A lot of pools have changed.
Okay.
New water created, new sections created. You'll just have to go and explore it again and learn it again. A couple of pools we fished last year, the lies are now shifted.
Yes.
Just because of the topography of the river has changed. There's a lot of sand and gravel there, which is hard walking on because you put your foot down and you sink.
Oh, I see. So sediment's been washed down.
A lot of sediment in the river, which will take a while for that to dissipate.
Yes.
The water is a bit coloured, but eminently fishable.
Okay.
You certainly notice it in the deeper pools.
Okay. Now, could you see fish?
Yes.
From
in the shallower sections, you could see fish.
Okay, that's good. Now, did you catch some fish?
He caught, on the Thursday, he hooked 12 fish and landed 8.
Okay, that's good, yeah.
Mm.
Good size fish, Neil?
Average.
Okay, were they browns and rainbows?
Just rainbows. I think he hooked a brown, but he lost that. That was a bit too strong for him.
Okay. Okay, well, that's good. Now, how did you fish the Nongi?
Just check or euro nymphing.
Okay, short line nymphing, working your way upstream.
Yeah, correct.
Did you have a lot of weight on your bottom fly?
Depending on the depth.
Yes.
If it was the deep parts, yes, we used a heavier fly.
Yeah, I understand. And yep. You just want it ticking along the bottom or very...
Correct. Ticking along the bottom, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Was he familiar with that style of fishing?
No, he wasn't. I had to teach him that, and he got the hang of it reasonably quickly.
Okay, so he's lobbing it upstream, boom, 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 boom.
Yep.
Okay, good stuff.
You only need one fly at the moment.
Is that right?
Squirmy wormy.
Squirmy wormy. Is that the one, is it?
Squirmy worm, yes. That's all you need.
And they just whack the hell out
they
of it?
They whack that, yeah.
Wow. I'm not familiar with that fly. I don't think I've fished with a squirmy worm.
Yep.
Tie some up for me. I'll pick them up tomorrow.
Yes. I've lost them all. I need to tie more.
Okay, well, tie half a dozen for me while you're there.
Yes.
Okay. Now, many anglers up in the Nongi?
Yes. Thursday, probably 5 cars, I counted.
Okay, but there's plenty of room, isn't it?
Oh, there's plenty of room. Correct, yes, yes.
Because some of them would have wandered way upstream, no doubt. Some went down to
Central. Oh, we dispersed, yes. Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Now, the footing on the banks, are some of these banks undercut and is going to be more erosion, do you think?
Possibly there'll be more erosion. Just when you're walking along the banks and everything, you just have to be a bit careful because there's sand and there's mud around there. You can see the footprints where your boots have sunk into the mud, but it's starting to dry out now. Where the banks have been scoured out, you just need to be a bit careful there.
You don't want to for the bank to collapse and end up in the river or something?
No.
Yeah, I don't know how you guard against that because you can't tell when you're on top of the bank if it's undercut underneath, can you?
Yeah.
It's a bit
tricky. You can sort of imagine it, but the sections where we good, I think probably the fishing could be better as far as the fishing spots go, you know?
Okay, all right. Did you wander upstream past the hatchery? Did you get up that far?
Just a little bit, not a lot, no.
Okay. Upstream of the hatchery access... we used to fish that little pool on the corner, Selwyn Hodder, and I always get fish in it.
Yeah, never got there.
You didn't go that far?
No.
Okay,
no.
I understand.
Yep.
All right. The good thing about these streams, they do come up quickly, but they do drop and clear, and fish do return.
Correct. There was definitely a lot more fish in the Nongarrihar than the Waititi.
Okay.
That may be because of the Waititi is... didn't clear, and the Nongi's still got a bit of colour to it.
Yes, okay. Gives the fish a bit of cover.
Bit of cover and protection and stuff like that. But the fish were moving through the river.
Well, that is good, isn't it?
Because I've seen fish swimming past us.
Okay, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Squirmy worm, can you describe that for me quickly?
It's just a bit of thin, reddish rubber or plastic, stretchy stuff, yes.
It's not similar to a bloodworm.
Well, yes and no. The bloodworm you use in a lake, but these are squirmy worms.
Mm. Okay. Oh, well,
you can buy the material in Rod and Reel.
There you go. Well done, Rod and Reel.
Go to Rod and Reel and get some squirmy wormy material.
Very good. And they'll even show you how to tie one, won't they?
Correct.
Yeah, very good. Okay, now, as I said at the top of the show, the introduction there, you've also represented New Zealand in many fishing competitions overseas. What's coming up for sport fly fishing people in New Zealand in the next, 6 months or so? What's the next?
Well, the world champs are in Italy.
When's that, this year sometime?
This year in September, the northern part of Italy. Can't quite remember the town, but it's up past above Milan.
Yes.
There, and the Commonwealths are in Northern Ireland.
Okay.
Based around Omagh.
Okay. You're just talking about the Worlds. Have New Zealand got a team going to?
The New Zealand is sending a team.
Do you know who's in that team?
Yes.
Well, can you tell us?
Johannes Krull, Mark Glassford, Tim Anderson, Brendan Lyons. Paul Baker.
Very good. I'm familiar with all those anglers. Yes, yes. I know them. Well, apart from Tim Anders, I don't think I've met him. When do they go away, Neil?
They'll go. The World Champs are after the Commonwealth, so that'll be like in the middle of September.
Okay, I understand.
So they'll go there before. A week or so before the actual competition starts.
Yeah, practice and all that sort of
stuff.
All
that sort of stuff, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the Commonwealths are in Northern Ireland.
Yes.
You're going to that?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Who's in the team representing New Zealand at the Commonwealth Championships?
Peter Scott, Johannes Krull, Craig Guthrie, and Johan Venter, and myself.
And Neil Ertel. And you as an angler or as a team manager, captain?
Both.
Oh, I see.
Both.
Okay, that's good. Well, you've got a pretty experienced team there. Not as experienced as the Worlds, though.
No, not experienced. Well, a couple of new boys, but yeah. they're pretty keen. Yeah.
Well, that's right. And they've been around the regional and national championship venues and stuff like that as well.
Correct, yes.
Okay, so you can
find information about all these competitions on websites.
Phipps Moosh.
Phipps Moosh will give you a direction, yes.
Yes, okay. And even Sport Fly Fishing New Zealand has...
Sport Fly New Zealand, yes, correct.
Okay,
yep.
And when you're away in Northern Ireland, Neil, did you say no?
We go last week in August and it finishes September 8th.
All right, end of August, early September.
Yes.
Very good. Okay, thanks for the update on the Rotorua region. You were fishing there on Wednesday and Thursday, just up until about this time yesterday afternoon, in fact, wasn't it?
Correct, yes.
And so thanks for the update on that. We do appreciate it. Thanks for talking to Hooked on Fly Fishing. Return to the fly tying bench and tie me some squirmy worms.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I'll have to quit my day job to do that, Colin.
Thank you, Neil.
Okay.
Catch you later.
Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Mr. Neil Ertel, the Trout Scout. You can find him on the internet. Just Google Trout Scout New Zealand. He comes up. Okay, that's a good update on fishing the Ngongataha and the Waitati. Thanks for that, Neil. Okay, quick break. More fishing stuff.
While you're scrolling down the fairway, showing no remorse, poisons they've sprayed on your golf course, while you're busy sinking birdies and keeping your scorecard, the devil's been busy in your backyard. Steaming down the highway with your tricks and toxic ways, where you gonna hide it? Out of space. You don't know what you're doing or what you have to go. The devil's been busy in your backyard. Sometimes you think you're crazy, but you know you're only mad. Sometimes you They're coming down Piccadilly, dripping at the dash, wristing sticky willy.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Bert Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident. He's an even longer-time Rotorua angler, and that's exactly why we want to talk to him. Bert is live on air with us now. Good evening, Bert.
How you doing, Colin?
Are you well?
Yeah, pretty good.
Very good. Now, I've just been talking to a fishing guy by the name of Neil Hertzel, based in Auckland, but he fishes Rotorua region. And he's just been spent 2 days on the Waitati and the Nongataha as recently as about 5 o'clock last night. And he says the Nongataha and the Waitati have both recovered, both have got fish. Waitati, they're a bit spooky.
Yep, that sounds pretty much right. They both streams recovered very, very quickly, the Waitati in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that the fish are, as mentioned, very spooky. But, yeah, certainly worth a look. But we got drizzle tonight and quite a heavy, severe weather forecast bordering on heavy rain. So starting tomorrow about 10, so... Well, they will be fishable for a while. I think the Nongi will probably go out pretty quick, but it will, again, recover pretty quickly. So it's certainly worth worth a trip down from Auckland or anywhere around that area to have a lash at them. And some of the lake places are fishing really well too.
Okay, you're just talking about your weather. You've got rain tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, and showers on Tuesday.
Mm.
So it's not a good forecast. If you're going to go, get in there now.
Oh, a brilliant forecast for fishing, because that's what we've been waiting for pretty much. Certainly, a lot of fish have been coming in. I think it was Wednesday. There was a young guy out at Ruatoa Bay during the day. He hooked 8, landed 4. All good fish. I've been busted off a couple of times. I got 11 last Saturday between the Ohau Channel and the control gates. And then I got hooked 4 on Sunday at the control gates, one of which decided to head off from the jetty downstream under the buoys and busted me off big time. So, but the smallest I landed was 2.5 kilos. Been back a couple of times since, but not quite as effective. But generally, it's been pretty good with the amount of water coming out of the Rotorua and Rotorua has been very high since that big storm we had. And what's happened is that it's kept all the rafters off and most of the kayakers off.
Yes.
So we've had the place pretty much to ourselves, so it's been pretty good. But now the gates are being opened, closed up a bit tonight, probably for tomorrow, and they'll open them again tomorrow night. So there will be some fluctuations in water levels. Mm. And the stop logs are still out of the weir, and that has been fishing particularly well to a green orbit. Anywhere along the channel, actually, and smelting fish everywhere. And while the fish, the smelt there are silver, they're not fish have gone off the silver flies and gone onto a green, like the green orbit with the shiny body. So you go figure on that one. But yeah, there's plenty of opportunities around. If you're in a boat and you're heading out day time, just watch the weather. The wind has been a bit nasty down there at times, but about 100 metres out past the weed cordon, there's a bit of a reef, and it's not that easy to find, but it's not that far out. And there were hundreds of fish hanging off that, which means that they are all ready to move in, and this weather will bring them in a lot closer.
Okay, that reef, it's not a danger to boating, is it?
Oh, no, it's a fairly deep one.
Okay.
But it's a raised area that I was told about by a guy that was in the lodge many years ago, and he used to just go out that far and catch the fish there rather than have to go anywhere else.
Okay.
But I know the log pool has fished particularly well. Some amazing size fish coming out of there, but not... not regular, but they are there, jigging off the mouth, because the lake is so high. Of course, there's not much flow, but enough to bring the fish in.
All right. I was talking to this guy, Neil, the guide. He's fishing these rivers with a squirmy worm. I'm not familiar with that pattern. Are you familiar with them?
No, I'm not, but it sounds to me like it's something along the lines of a... bloodworm pattern or a leech pattern or something along those lines.
Yeah, that's what I said, bloodworm. He said, yeah, same as you use in a lake, but it's slightly different colours and not red.
Yeah.
They use a brownie. Look, I'm not familiar with it myself. I'll have to have a look on site.
No, I usually find it in a new pattern coming out with new materials tends to get the fish really keen for a while.
Yes.
I remember when we were doing the America's Cup years ago and that fly came out, was like a little Lumo squid called the Plastic Fantastic, and that thing was nailing fish left, right and centre, and then slowly tapered off. The fish weren't that interested anymore. I think enough of them we got hooked and lost to put them off actually biting at it again.
A learned memory, maybe.
A learned memory, yeah. Yes. You know, I was always told the goldfish only had a 30-second... memory, but I did a lot of course fishing over in the Waikato, and I can tell you that members of the carp family, by the end of the summer, they knew full well that if you start chewing on a corn kernel or a bit of bread, that was not good for your well-being. So by the end of the summer, fishing got really hard. So they did, there is the option for a learned memory.
I reckon so, yeah. Mm. Okay, so all the rivers are going well. They're recovering.
Yep.
You've got more rain coming. It's going to bring fish in and all that. The lakes are very full still.
Yep, the Rotorua has dropped a bit and Rotorua have dropped a bit, but those without outlets are pretty full still, that's for sure.
Okay, so Ruru Whakaitu is still pretty full.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But it has been for almost a bloody year now.
Yeah, it's been up for a while. It has its moments. You know, we get a lot of rain and then it tends to become full and then it'll slowly just dissipate and with the sunlight and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then other years it'll be that low. You can drive just about anywhere you want on dry land or around the edges, but it has been that way for a little while now.
You mentioned you need to be careful on the lakes. It's a misconception of a lot of boaties I find. They think lake boating is safer than boating at sea, but lakes can chop up very, very quickly.
Oh, absolutely. Lake Tarawera is a classic example. I know of a number of people who've gone across to Humphreys Bay, beautiful conditions. When they've tried to come back and poked their nose out from the point of Humphreys and, you know, she's 4-metre, 5-metre waves coming through and that can happen. You know, even 1-metre waves on Lake Rotorua can be enough to throw the old boat round a bit. And Okataina, of course, is very, very exposed. You can get right down the far end. It's beautiful. Southerly comes up. It's still beautiful. But you try and get back to the boat ramp and she's a pretty lumpy ride.
Yeah, you've just got to be very, very careful. Okay. So many anglers around, Bert?
Holidays done? A few newbies, but quite a lot of the ones have been doing it for a while and they're getting out there and getting into it. I imagine there'll be quite a few out at Ruatoa and Okataina and places like that tonight. Yeah. One of the things I found at Okataina with non-shore wind is shorten up your trace to about a metre long.
Yeah.
Stick your lumo on or your favourite fly, cast across the wind, keep your rod tip low. You need to speed up your cast a little bit, drop it on the water and you'll find you're not going to have as much problem with the wind as you normally would if you're trying to do the standard cast with the near-vertical rod.
Okay, I understand. Well, there's the tip, anglers. This is from a person who's fished there an awful long time and knows which way the wind's blowing and where to go and how to get shelter and stuff like that. Thank you, Bert. Now, your contact details, please.
Yep, I'm on 0272896079. Flick us a text or give us a call and I'll update you on what's happening around the area. And I'm getting new information all the time, so it's pretty up to date.
Well, it is. That's because you live, work and fish in that particular region. That's exactly where we like to talk to Bert. So you can contact Bert Robinson, Rotorua, 0272896079. Ring him, send him a text. Bert, we do appreciate it. Thanks for the offer. Thanks for the information. Have a good weekend. Good fishing. Talk to you next week.
Okay, we'll catch you next week.
Thank you, Bert.
Yeah, bye.
See ya. Mr. Bert Robinson, 0272896079. It's a good offer. Take them up on it. Fishing guides ring them and say which way is the wind blowing and where do I go. That's what they do. Okay. We're going to have a very quick break, and when we come back, we have the fly fishing tip of the week.
I wandered around, nothing more than time on my hands. I was lost in the night with no sight of you. And at times you were so blue and lonely, heading for the light. Close to the edge, hanging by my fingernails.
Fly fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Right, we're just coming up towards the end of the show, but we do have time for the fly fishing tip of the week. The fly fishing tip of the week. Remember that the first cast to a given spot affords the best opportunity for a strike. So take care, prepare, and then go fishing. Okay, Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, the good thing about Rod and Reel in Broadway, they're right underneath the viaduct, you've got undercover parking, and more importantly in Newmarket, you've got free parking. How good's that? Hooked on Fly Fishing, we'll be back next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing and tight lines.